And put your attention into the base of your spine. Wiggle around and feel the tailbone area, or really ground yourself. So your thoughts are popping up, and maybe you're paying attention to outside noises or something. Maybe you're working away on your computer. Just put it all away, because Dr. Pillai is there. His energy is available to you. He wants you to tune in because he's in a power spot, and he can give you that energy from that power spot. He's a spiritual master. He's not confined to the body. He's not confined to a place. His energy is readily available to guide you, to open your soul's consciousness so you can be communing with that energy. So ground yourself with your attention at the tailbone, and then we'll ask Ganesha to remove the obstacles. He's an elephant-headed being. And I keep saying this over and over again because we want you to eventually, or we would like you to eventually, experience a vision of him. It can be a snapshot. So if you don't know who Ganesha is, he's an elephant-headed being. He has a pot belly, and he's got a mouse next to him. He's associated with Lakshmi and Om. So he will destroy all obstacles on your internal path. He will give you the experience of success from within. He will help you to know what that feels like. That energy. Now, imagine an orangish-reddish light or reddish-orangish light. And it's swirling now in the lower pelvis area, and it's moving through the legs. So going down the thighs, releasing energy from the hip joints, on the way down, and then the knees, and then the lower limbs, the calves, and then the ankles dispersing some cracking, popping. Maybe you can even feel, you know, move your legs around and release that energy on a physical level. Then into the feet. Everybody has sore feet, because we carry that weight of our whole life throughout the day. So feel that reddish-orangish light, that dissolving energy, the ability to dissolve congested negative energy that you've picked up, and release it. Release pain, release suffering, release memories. Maybe of old injuries, surgeries, maybe some disease. Release anything that anyone has said to you, or something that you were scared about and you have that cellular memory. Release it. Through this reddish-orangish light, it's just going to like dissolve it away. Or you can burn it. Whatever you need to purify it. Get rid of it. Blow it up even. Make it disappear. Now we'll use the quantum sounds of the mantra or the song that can invoke a deeper level of experience of Lord Ganesha within you. Om. Sam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel a presence. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now allow this energy to be focused at the tailbone, at the root chakra, also called the Muladhara in Sanskrit. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Concentrate the energy, concentrate, focus your attention at the root chakra. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now, visualize a beam of light arising from the base of the spine, the Muladhara, piercing the chakras on the way up, and then piercing the skull and going into the space. There's a thin tube of light. It's hair-like. Thickness. It's not very thick at all. But your attention to it will activate it like a beam or a ray of light that has a tremendous amount of divinity or spiritual power to enliven all your chakras, to empower you. It's a spark of your soul. Waking up all the chakras, starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Move up to the throat. Feel the throat, clear it. Release whatever is there. Your karma is in the throat. Release it. Move into the third eye in the middle of your brain. Move back down to the base of your spine. Bring your attention to the base of your spine. Move up to the navel. Feel the belly button. Ma. Move into the heart center in the middle of your chest. She. Move into the throat and the mouth. Cleanse it. Move into the two eyes and the right and left brain. Now you're activated. The chakras are coming alive. Visualize Dr. Ply standing in front of you in his light body form or in his physical form, if you know what that looks like. A beam of light is radiating from his third eye and piercing your third eye. You'll feel some pressure or some tingling sensation in the spot between your two eyebrows on your forehead, just above the bridge of your nose. Your breathing has really slowed down. You're hardly breathing at all. All your attention is going into the spot between your two eyebrows. And the beam of light penetrating the spot is going deeper into the middle of your brain. We'll invoke Dr. Ply's blessings to wake up inside of you, to reveal to you what your soul needs to release that is covering it, and to reveal to you what your true soul's purpose is at this point in time. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Make an internal prayer or request to Dr. Ply to reveal to you Lord Muruga, the energy of Lord Muruga. Maybe you'll have a vision. Maybe you'll have an experience, an empowerment. Maybe you'll feel nothing, but you'll just know something shifted within you. Maybe you'll feel sensations, different sensations. Maybe you'll have a thought that will give you a clue on how to resolve any conflict in your life. Maybe you'll feel that sensation. Of being brave or courageous, or that you've overcome some tremendous challenge. Maybe you'll have a breakthrough. You'll find a way out. Focus your attention on your spine, your backbone. Not just one part of it, the whole backbone. So you can do an internal scan up and down your backbone. You might even find yourself compelled to move in a straight posture, straight back. If not, that's fine. You will just have the sensation of it being straightened out. Imagine your backbone as the shaft of the veil or spear-like object. Your backbone is the shaft. Feel the shaft. It has the energy of millions of suns, light and intelligence. It is going to burn away or purify any negative karmas that have been attached to you, or you're stuck in, or any entities, or negative energies within you or outside of you, surrounding you in your life, in different areas of your life. Feel this backbone of yours become the handle or shaft of this veil. And it's like a vacuum cleaner sucking it all up and purifying it anywhere along the shaft. Feel yourself surrendering or releasing the negativity through the shaft. And as that begins to absorb all your negativity, pain at the level of the body, suffering at the level of the mind or psychology, the thought process, release anything that no longer serves your highest and best. Feel it continuously vacuuming it up, absorbing it, sponging it up. It's like a magnetic force field where negative energy is going into that veil, releasing you, your attachment to it. Now, see the head of the veil as your brain. Your brain starts to come alive. You might feel some expansion. You'll see the tip of the veil that will pierce the top of the skull. Feel the brain lighting up as if it has the energy and intelligence and power of millions of suns, light and heat, purifying negative thoughts, dispelling darkness. So see the whole brain lighting up. Feel the whole brain. Now from head to toe, you can experience the radiation of this light as the negative dark forces are being absorbed into the head and the shaft of this veil. We're going to activate it now. Remember, Dr. Pillai is still standing in front of you. beaming your third eye, activating this whole process. The shaft is your backbone. The head of the veil is your brain. The tip pierces the top of the skull. Feel, see, experience the veil come alive with the sounds. Om. 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 Sound. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel the sounds making the veil inside of you to shine brighter and brighter. You may even get a glimpse of Lord Murga. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel the energy of the veil. Feel your whole body rocking with that energy of the veil. Let your body to do whatever it's going to do. Sa, ra, va, na, ba. Va, ya. Sa, ra, va, na, ba, va, ya. Sa, ra, va, na, ba, va, ya. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Be alert. Feel the presence of Lord Varga. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Let go of the meditation slowly, slowly, and as you do, make a prayer to the Divine for giving you the blessings to receive grace that will reveal to you more and more about your soul and what your purpose is at this point in your life. Allow whatever is coming to you to come to you.